Hi, this is Bruce Iglauer, founder and president of Alligator Records in Sweet Home Chicago, and I'm here with my friend John the Rock Doctor. We're celebrating Alligator's 50th anniversary in this special podcast for GonzoOkanagan.com.
Welcome to hour number two of Alligator Records' 50th anniversary special. I'm your host, John the Rock Doctor. Before I roll out three more heart-stopping blues tracks, Bruce and I have to talk about how this new three-disc set came together.
Well, it was tough because I knew that for every track I picked, there would be another artist or another song that would be left on the shelf. So I started by picking the essential artists from the early years because I knew they had to be included because they're so closely associated with Alligator. And of course, I'm talking about artists like Hound Dog Taylor and Coco Taylor and Albert Collins and Sun Seals and Fenton Robinson. And then a little later on, Professor Longhair, whose Alligator record is the last album he recorded during his career.
Oh, wow.
In fact, sadly, the day that we released the record, he suddenly died at the age of 59.
Oh, my God.
He had told us that of all the recording he had done in his whole career, that our album, Crawfish Fiesta, was his favorite because he had been given the most artistic control. And
that's
I kind of thought that maybe he was able to let himself die. He died of a heart attack because he felt like he had finally made the artistic statement that he wanted to make.
That's great.
Although
yeah.
I was, of course, horribly saddened that I didn't get a chance to do another record with him.
But at least you got that one with him, and that's really something to remember.
Right, and it was loads of fun making the record, especially with the help of Dr. John, who came in and played guitar, his original instrument, and he was a protege of Professor Longhair.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I thought the first disc was going to have to be primarily artists who were very associated with the label from the early years. I wanted the third disc to be very forward-looking. So I included songs by virtually our entire current roster, including 22-year-old Criston Kingfish Ingram and Selwyn Birchwood, who's in his early 30s,
right,
and a number of the other artists who I think are forward-looking. But I wanted to celebrate today. I didn't want it just to be looking back. So the third disc was relatively easy. The second disc, the middle disc, was the real tough one for me.
How's that?
Because I was trying to pick tracks from roughly 1985 on to the early part of the 2000s.
Okay.
And that means I was picking from, wow, I'd have to think, 150 albums.
Oh, my gosh.
75 albums.
Yeah.
I had fit about 18 songs on each CD. Of course, I tried to fill them as completely as I possibly could.
Of course.
So they're all at least 78 minutes. And I picked mostly by gut.
Yeah.
I picked songs that had a special meaning to me or that I thought really showed off the artists at their very best.
Right.
And of course, I picked songs that I knew the artists love.
Of course.
So it was, that one was rough. I'd say the whole assembly of the song list, including trying to find a sequence that people like you who listen from beginning to end, rather than people who loaded into an iPod and listen on random,
right,
that people like you would find flowed well, one song felt comfortable leading into the next song. So I was listening a lot to transitions.
Call my doctor. Doctor can help me bleed. Call my doctor. Doctor can help me bleed. Love is easy, got me. Death won't let me be. Call my preacher. I'm going down on my knees. I'm down on my knees.
Siglauer, founder and president of Alligator Records in Sweet Home Chicago, and I'm here with my friend John the Rock Doctor. We're celebrating Alligator's 50th anniversary in this special podcast for GonzoOkanagan.com.
Well, you say that I'm a drifter with rambling on my mind. When the grass looks greener, that's when I'll say goodbye, baby. But I won't do that. Baby, 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 you know I won't do that. I've done most of everything, baby. But you know, trusted when we're apart. If you let me love you, I'll only break your heart. But you know what? I won't do that. No, 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 baby, I won't do that.
Joe Louis Walker, I Won't Do That, Australia's Dave Hole, Phone Line, and Michael Burke's Love Disease. This is the Alligator Records 50th Anniversary Special. I'm John the Rock Doctor. Bruce and I talked about the consistency in sound with this amazing new triple disc set.
The sound of the music that Alligator Records puts out is very, very consistent, and I think for that you should be applauded.
Well, thank you. It's not always intentional that the sound be consistent. Obviously, when I'm producing, you know, I have my particular set of ears and there are things that I tend to listen for. Mm-hmm. I like to make records that sound like they're recorded in real places, not recording studios. So I will try to make records where I'm ambiently miking the drums and mixing those sounds in with the close mics, and where I have a close and distant mic on the guitar intentionally so it sounds like basically it's in a club.
Right.
Now, not every producer who produces for us, because I, as I said, I produced about a third of what's on the label, produced or co-produced.
Mm-hmm.
Not every producer thinks that way. And I don't require that producers do think that way. But certainly we're not a lo-fi label. You know, there are people who glory in lo-fi recordings. That's not really our direction.
That kind of stuff kind of drives me nuts.
I like high fidelity, not low fidelity. And I tend to approve producers who have those ears.
Right.
And that much is the case. And also, there's a certain amount you can do in mastering, even after the song is recorded and mixed. And I supervised all the mastering for this collection, as I do for the other anniversary collections.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried hard to make one song sound good leading into the next song. One of the things I did was I spent endless amounts of time adjusting volume.
Yes, yes.
So that song number four doesn't sound significantly louder or softer than song number five. So the transition is smooth. So you don't have to turn your CD player up or down.
Or your ears aren't constantly adjusting themselves, too.
Right. Now, it's tricky when you're mixing acoustic tracks, of which we have a few, mm-hmm. or small group tracks with big bands and horns. You've got to find levels that feel emotionally right. There's no standard by which you judge, but you can tell if something seems ridiculously too loud or ridiculously too soft.
Yes.
And I've heard compilations like that, and I want to avoid that. I want to make the best possible listening experience because I'm a proselytizer. I want to turn fans on, create new fans, and I want to make the listening the most enjoyable and the most fun so people don't get distracted by some technical issue or some problem in the way they're hearing, and they can just concentrate on music.
There's dancing in the street, there's magic in the air, everybody's having fun. Just when you think the party's over, another one's just begun. In New Orleans, oh New Orleans, that's where I wanna be. You can let your hair hang down. New Orleans is a party.
Alligator's 50th anniversary in this special podcast for GonzoOkanagan.com.
I'm blue and lonesome as a man can be. I'm blue and lonesome, yeah. My love is gone away from me. Baby, please come on back home to me. Baby, please. Come on home to me.
Branch and Sons of Blues, Blue and Lonesome. The Cashbox Kings, Ain't No Fun. And Marcia Ball, Party Town. John the Rock Doctor here with Bruce Iglauer and Alligator Records' 50th anniversary special. Let's talk about how he finds new artists today.
I'm always looking for artists who will carry this music forward. I'm looking for artists who have their own vision, who perform with passion and honesty, and who communicate very well with an audience. One of the great boons I've had over the last decade or so is YouTube.
Oh, wow.
Because everyone from your little local band to famous artists has video up on YouTube. Sometimes it's a friend with a phone, and sometimes it's a full camera crew. But you can see and hear how artists present themselves live with virtually any artist at any level who actually can get a paying gig.
Right.
So I'm able to do some basic research via YouTube, whereas I used to, if I heard an artist, you know, on a demo, on a disc, or before that on a cassette, I would fly and go see an artist live.
Right.
Now I can get a much better idea of what the artist can do live from video.
Right.
And especially when it's the phone video and not the professionally recorded, maybe we did the song two or three times until we got the perfect take and we had five cameras. Sometimes seeing the phone video gives me much better sense of what the artist is about than seeing the produced video. I also have ears to the ground around the country, and I'm listening for people to tell me about artists who are showing potential, whom I should be interested in. We recently released a record by somebody who's not a kid, Chris Kane, who has had a recording career that's lasted about 30 years, maybe a little longer,
right.
Recording for a number of small labels, and he was a blind spot for me. I had simply not paid attention to his music, even though he had six or seven albums out. So Kit Anderson, who is the guitar player with Rick Astley and the Night Cats, I'm sorry, I almost said the previous band name, Little Charlie and the Night Cats.
Yes.
Which was the first incarnation of the band.
Yes.
So Kit Anderson, who's the wonderful guitar player, but also runs Greaseland Studios in San Jose, California, and is a terrific producer, called me up and said, I really want you to listen to this. And then Tommy Castro, my artist, who's been with us for over a decade now, called up and said, you got to hear this new Chris Kane record. So I had various people whose musical taste I respected twisting my arm about hearing, in this case, a finished master. I have blues fan friends around the country who will say, you got to pay attention to this artist, even if the artist is unknown. And I take those recommendations very seriously.
In the wee midnight hours, long towards the break of day, in the wee midnight hours, long towards the break of day, that's when the blues slips upon you, carries your mind. I lay on my bed, cannot go to sleep. I lay on my bed, cannot go to sleep. Well, my heart is in misery, mind is sinking deep. Yeah, man. my mind was wandering back to days of long ago. My mind was wandering back to days of long ago. And that little girl I used to love, I don't see her anymore.
Bruce Iglauer, founder and president of Alligator Records in Sweet Home Chicago, and I'm here with my friend John the Rock Doctor. We're celebrating Alligator's 50th anniversary in this special podcast for GonzoOkanagan.com.
Oh, I'm running. Father Time is on my trail. Man, I'm running. Father Time is on my trail. I feel him breathing down my neck. Good God, he's right up on my tail. I know that man is out to get me, getting closer every day. I ain't got a chance in hell that I can make my getaway. I feel him steady gaining on me, but he's running in my tracks. That line keeps moving up, I got no time for looking back. That's why I'm running. Father Time is on my trail. I feel him breathing down my neck. Good God, he's right up on my tail. Man, just take a look around. I swear it's tough just keeping score. All kind of people's dying that ain't never died before. That's why I'm running. Father Time is on my trail. I feel him breathing down my neck. Good God, he's right up on my tail. Loving, but I still got more to spare. I want to give it all away before I get too old to care. Seemed like just the other day I was young and in my prime. Now I'm all broke down and gray, man. I'm almost out of time. That's why I'm running. Father Time is on my trail. I feel him breathing down my neck. Good God, he's right up on my tail.
Kestrin and the Nightcats, I'm Running. Tinsley Ellis, Ice Cream in Hell. Elvin Bishop and Charlie Musselwhite, Midnight Hour Blues. I'm John the Rock Doctor, and we've come to the last act of the Alligator Records 50th Anniversary Special. Before we finish up with tracks from Shamikia Copeland, Taranzo Cannon, and Christone Kingfish Ingram, Bruce and I talk about the company's future.
We're very cognizant of the fact that the media with which people experience music keeps changing. You know, we started in LP years. We actually released some 45s. We actually released some 8-tracks.
Wow.
As soon as cassettes came along, we started releasing everything on LP and cassette. And then CDs came along, and we committed to CDs very early and released virtually our whole catalog on CD quite quickly, and for a while dominated the blues CD market. It was an instinctive move, but it was the right move. Of course, we were very badly hurt by illegal downloading and by people realizing they could copy their favorite CD and send it by email to 100 of their close personal friends without the creators of the music, or in this case, the financiers of the music, the labels, getting anything. So when iTunes came along and the other downloading services that actually paid, we were very grateful. And I have to say they paid reasonably well. I would say a fair amounts of money. Now what we have is people accessing music. As much as you and I like to have lots of shelves in our house with lots of LPs and lots of CDs, the reality is that in the future, people are going to be accessing their media just like, I don't know about you, but I subscribe to Netflix. I don't buy DVDs of movies. I look at them when I feel like looking. And this is the way music is going to be for future generations. So the fact that the streaming services pay tiny amounts of money per stream, you know, the microscopes are needed to see the bits of pennies that are piled up for our income and for the royalties. But the good part is they're everywhere. So for the first time ever, and I'm thrilled to say this, for the first time ever, the entire Alligator catalog is available in China, in India, in the former Soviet Union, all across Africa. It's available for stream, and Southeast Asia. It's available for streaming in places that we never would have gotten the physical copy in any form. And if even a few people in each country begin to discover the blues, as we've said, the music is addictive. It will spread.
I'm leaving this town tomorrow. I've got many places to see and many places to go. I'm so tired of doing the same old thing, shooting for the highest star. Want people to remember my name. If you don't understand, let me break it down. I know that there's light outside of this town. Outside of this town. Outside of this town, outside of this town, outside of this town, outside of this town.
some rules, pay some dues, play my blues. The Chicago way. Over here, we don't mess around. Police, I call y'all to shut us down. We hear the music coming through the door. They say don't stop, y'all, play some more. Broke some rules, pay my dues, play my blues. The Chicago way. Chicago way. Gonna tell you once, don't apologize twice. Don't play with me, I ain't nothing nice. Streets I mean, don't take no mess. I'm here to stay, don't take no stress. I broke some rules, paid my dues, played my blues, the Chicago way.
Founder and president of Alligator Records in Sweet Home, Chicago, and I'm here with my friend, John the Rock Doctor. We're celebrating Alligator's 50th anniversary in this special podcast for GonzoOkanagan.com.
She's coming for you. Hear the chains rattle. Turn you into a slave. Another piece of chattel. Across the seas, stormy waters show no mercy. She was Satan's daughter, born to steal, bodies to sell. She had her own special place in hell. Matilda's on fire off the Alabama coast. Matilda's on fire. We're still living with a ghost. She took souls on a horrible trip. Her morning song
was the crack of a whip. Once you survived, died a long time ago. Most of them buried out at Old Plateau. But the pain and the memory will never go away. My spirit still lives by the shores of the bay. Clotilda's on fire off the Alabama coast. Clotilda's on fire. We're still living with her ghost. At night, now dreams survive and hope burns bright. People still come from miles around to praise the folks of Africa Town, who rose from the ashes of a sad history to stand unchained, proud and free.
The Alligator Records 50th Anniversary Special has been a How Blue Can You Get production, written and produced by yours truly at Left Handed Studios in Kitscotty, Alberta, Canada. My thanks to Tim Coleth at Alligator Records for setting up the interview, and to Bruce Eglauer for being so generous with his time. The 50th Anniversary 3-CD set and 2-LP version will be available June 18th, and it will be on the usual digital platforms as well. I'm John the Rock Doctor. See you again soon.